Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Cowboy football. The Post getting ready for the Mount West Championship game Saturday evening in Laramie at 5:45. Hoping for a big crowd. We've got defensive lineman Connor Kane joining us on the program. Connor, how does that sound, man? Mountain West Championship at War Memorial Stadium. You got to be pretty excited, right?
I'm super excited. It's an incredible feeling for me and for this team. You know, it's a huge opportunity, not only just to play in the Mountain West title game, but to have it in Laramie. I think it's a big deal for the state and this program, and I just think it's something that the people of the state and this team can really rally around. So I couldn't be more excited.
You know, I've talked to a lot of players this year. No, I haven't talked to you before, but I've talked to a lot of players this year. And I've even asked Coach Bowl, when did you guys really feel like this had a chance? And a lot of the players went back to spring football and to fall camp and things like that. You guys legitimately thought this could happen. I'll ask you, though, when did it kind of hit you that, hey, we are right in the mix in this thing?
I mean, for me, you know, you go into every season, you know, super optimistic. I started off fall camp. And like you said, I mean, you could feel it in fall camp. You could feel it with the guys in the locker room, and it was, you know, something felt a lot different in the locker room. But for me, I would really say when we went down to Fort Collins and beat CSU, that was the point where I was really like, you know, okay, this team is something special, and we can do something with this season. So I would say just going down to Fort Collins and being able to win the Bootsack, for me, was the moment where I was like, you know, we could do something really special this season.
Connor, you mentioned that game, and I've got the vision of seeing Chase Appleby getting that pick six, and I'm curious, do you know what the Peisman Trophy is? You've heard of the Heisman. Do you know what the Peisman Trophy is?
I saw it on Twitter. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I did see it on Twitter, and I voted for Chase.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, though.
Okay, so basically, the way I understand it, you know, Peisman for big guys. I mean, they like to eat pie, I think, but it's for the big guys down in the defensive line, the defensive linemen. It's kind of an award for those guys. But the way Chase has played, and that's what I was going to ask you, the way he's played, and unfortunately, he won't be able to play the rest of the year. But the way he's played, I think he deserves it, right?
Oh, no doubt. You know, the pick six alone, you know, you could give him the award just off that. But, I mean, to play with a guy like that, you know, I couldn't have been more happy to play with Chase this year. He's one of my best friends. Uh-huh. And I just, you know, for him to go down like he did against San Diego State, I know how much it hurts him to not be able to play in a game like this. But, yeah, he definitely, I'd say he deserves it.
You know, I'm curious for you, Connor, how much have you learned from a guy like Chase Appleby, who's stuck around, who's, you know, now on his third knee injury and unfortunately can't play the rest of the year, but he kept coming back. He seems like the epitome of a guy that fans and people in this state can really get behind. How much did you learn from a guy like Chase Appleby in since you've been at Wyoming?
You learned a lot. Chase was kind of the first guy when I got here to take me under his wing, and you know, I couldn't have been more grateful to have the sort of relationship that I had with him. I mean, the guy, like you said, he epitomizes perseverance and just being able to bounce back from things. So, you know, it was something that, you know, I couldn't have been more happy to play with Chase. Like I said, he's one of my best friends, and, you know, I'd do it all over again if I could. I really would.
Connor Kane joining us, Wyoming defensive lineman. I know you guys want to focus on what's ahead, and that's San Diego State. But take me back to New Mexico, because I'm sure that was the worst type of nightmare for you guys, and not only seeing New Mexico run up and down the field, but I mean, really not even getting hands on them a lot of times. Can you take me back and kind of explain what happened to Connor in that game?
You know, it was just something that came down to schemes. It really did. You know, I thought overall we had a really good week of preparation and the guys were focused going into the game. But New Mexico was able to tweak some things. So, you know, it wasn't anything that we physically weren't able to do against New Mexico. It was just some things that New Mexico had tweaked in their game plan. And, you know, we as players didn't adjust in time. So I would say that was pretty much what happened.
Well, and it's interesting. I want to know the Air Force game. You guys handled their triple option, the run game, very well, I thought, at Air Force. I know they got a couple deep passes late in the game that kind of got you. How much different is preparing for Air Force and New Mexico? Are there differences? Are those offenses similar, different? What can you tell me there?
There are different. Air Force is a true triple option team, double wing, mm-hmm. Just really focused on, running the ball downhill, with the fullback and all sorts of stuff. New Mexico is a different animal, though. People, you know them as a triple option team, but what a lot of people don't know is they have elements of the spread in their offense. So it makes it a lot harder on the linebackers and the safeties to hit their fits and make their reads. So, I would guess that would be the big difference between New Mexico and Air Force. It is a triple option team, but at the same time, there's a lot of elements of the spread.
Do you guys take what happened in Albuquerque personally?
I do.
Yeah. Was it embarrassing?
I wouldn't call it. I don't think anybody in this locker room would say it's embarrassing.
Right.
I really don't. I would say it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to improve. And it's not an opportunity that we have to get ready for this week and focus on San Diego State. And, I think with that New Mexico, it's going to sting a lot, and it's going to give a guy the chip on their shoulder going into this game.
Unacceptable may have been a more appropriate word, right?
Yeah.
Coach Bull mentioned not having New Mexico beat you twice. How do you do that? How do you put them behind you knowing what's at stake? Or is it just that something even bigger is at stake here?
It's just being able to focus on the next opponent. Mm-hmm. It's being able to focus on the next game, the next week of preparation, what you have to do your job to the best of your ability. And that's how you don't let a team beat you twice. You can't let what happened last week really affect you for this week. You can learn from it, but you can't let it affect you. So it's really just about working on your technique, moving on to your next opponent, and really becoming sound for what you have to do on Saturday.
Last one on this this topic. Did the fact that you guys had already won a division title play any part in your mind in the way you guys came out and played?
I don't think so. Like I said, it was just mm-hmm. It was just some adjustments made by New Mexico, and I think as a team, we were able to go in, I think, focused, and it just things happened over the course of the game that were unacceptable, and, we're going to move on.
I know Donnell Pumphrey's been a little more quiet this week heading into the game than he was the week leading up to the first meeting between you two, right?
Yes, sir.
You're going to leave it right there, huh?
Yeah, I'll leave it right there.
Well, it's interesting. You guys really corralled him well, 76 yards. I mean, I think that's by far his lowest output of the season. What do you think you guys really did well that first time around? Because you know there's going to be adjustments made on both sides of the ball. But what did you guys really do well against that run game that was so powerful?
I think we were just able to play our assignments and play our techniques really well. And I think when you do that as a whole, you're able to work really well as a defense together. So I would say just in the first game, it really came down to guys doing their assignments really crisp and really sound. And, we got a good outcome mm-hmm. out of that. So that's sort of the same approach we're taking with this week.
But adjustments are going to be made. You're going to make adjustments. They're going to make adjustments. And I mean, that's what it's all about, especially when you play a team twice in 3 weeks. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, that's sort of the difference of this week. I mean, we have played them before, but like you said, they're going to make adjustments. We'll make adjustments. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a fun game.
When was the last time you played in a championship game?
I've never played in a championship
wow.
game. Little League, high school, I've never played in a championship game, so this is an entirely new experience. Where actually, before this season, I had never won more than 5 games since I started playing football.
Really?
So, I mean, for me, it's uncharted territory, you could say, but at the same time, I couldn't be more excited for this opportunity.
Any chance maybe that a few space heaters might go missing on the San Diego State sideline to cool them down even more?
Yeah, maybe.
You never know. It's supposed to be cold, man.
Yeah.
You got to dial up that cold weather for those Southern California boys.
Yeah, you do. I haven't looked at the forecast yet, but, based on today, I would say it's probably going to get pretty cold. So, anything we can take.
Definitely. Hey, Connor, hey, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure talking with you, and we'll see you Saturday evening for a Mount West title. All right, man, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.